The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happier happy hour. It's still got time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We'll go back there before the end of this segment. But you know who else thinks that Hillary wants to run in 2024? Papa Bear Bill O'Reilly. Papa Bear. And why is Papa Bear getting any notoriety whatsoever? Well, because he did a big cavernous stadium event with Donald Trump this weekend in Orlando,
when
right?
You play to literally dozens, I mean, that means you got influence.
Dozens is a misnomer. It was just a little less than half full, according to the Raw story, one of my favorite sites.
I've seen pics.
Real quick, I'll share a little of this. Video circulating online Sunday suggested that Donald Trump's event with Papa Bear Bill O'Reilly in Orlando came up well short of his sellout crowd that organizers predicted. Now there are hard numbers to confirm it. Do you want to know how many people showed up? The Orlando Sentinel reported Thursday that former President Trump and Fox News host Bill O'Reilly event at the Amway Center sold 5,406 tickets, according to city records. 5,406 tickets. He needed twice that many votes or more in Georgia. 11,870, right?
That's because they charged for it. When it was free, people showed up like crazy.
The listed capacity for the event was 8,700, which didn't include vast swaths of the upper bowl covered with the tarp before the event started, despite tickets for those seats being listed as available all the way until Sunday morning. So they tried to sell more. You know what the Amway Center normally seats? Up to 17,000 for an in-stage concert. 17,000. Trump had five. But when the doors opened at noon, people who bought tickets to an upper bowl seat, including an Orlando Sentinel reporter, were told they were upgraded to empty seats in the lower bowl. It's an upgrade. What a Christmas present Trump gives to a half-full stadium. Tickets for the history tour started at $100 for upper deck seats. I mean, you got to have some fine entertainment like a WWE match to get me to pay that sort of a premium.
It's the Pittsburgh Pirates special. You buy the cheap seats knowing that you're full well they're going to be moving you up to the front.
Ran into thousands of dollars for VIP packages. The VIP packages included four seats, a 45-minute reception before the show, and photos with Trump and O'Reilly. Well, those are priceless keepsakes. The tour began Saturday in Sunrise, Florida. Pardon me. We talked about the fact it wasn't well sold. When Politico reported in July that ticket sales for the history tour weren't going well, O'Reilly threatened to sue the site's reporter. Trump's spokeswoman, Liz Harrington, told Politico, come December, the sold-out shows will be a memorable night for all. Oh, that didn't age well.
A lot of things that Bill O'Reilly has said do not age well at all.
Aubrey Jewett, a political scientist at the University of Central Florida, said of Sunday's attendance, I guess it does show that there's a limit to his popularity. He's still influential and still popular within the Republican Party, but a lot of his fans apparently were not willing to pay $100 a crack to hear him talk for 2 hours. No, probably not.
Well, I mean, why listen to him? I mean, you know he's going to play the album anyway. You might as well listen to the album at home.
The greatest hits.
Yeah, the acoustics aren't going to be that great anyway. You might as well listen to it in the comfort of your home.
But then you miss the soundtrack of a Donald Trump event, you know, the Tiny Dancer and the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want.
You mean the stuff that's blasted so loud you can't even think?
95 decibels in
all five songs,
Wisconsin.
All five songs in a row? Over and over?
Yeah, something like that. A few callers. Let's get to them. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Welcome back, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, bon voyage, and I hope you have a swell time. You know how much I love and care about you, Crudy, but I'm calling with what I think is a needed correction when you said that Gavin Newsom squeaked by in his recall election. I would point out the stats are 61% voted to retain Newsom and 38% voted to recall.
A squeaker, Joe.
This is not a Danocracy.
Yeah, I would say that that's a lead that is so comfortable you might describe it as a chaise lounge poolside at Vegas. That comfortable of a lead, might we say.
Well, I can't say it. 55 degrees expected highs all week, Joe, that I'll be enjoying the warmth and comfort of the chaise lounges poolside. Right. Joe, in my defense, I was reading from an opinion piece that was someone else that was saying Newsom got smashed, effectively saying Newsom wouldn't be a viable presidential 2.0 Biden candidate.
He may be a very interesting candidate if you roll out what might be happening with abortion rights and his efforts to try to keep California in play.
Joe, you know what would kill Gavin Newsom? His taste in women. You know who his ex-wife is?
Yes.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, the mistress of Don Jr. The best is yet to come. I mean, I think she, in all probability, Rex's greater political aspirations.
Yeah, and it's so far away at this point. I would throw into the mix that I do recall that the first George Bush was coasting, absolutely coasting with a 90% approval rate as he went into the election with the upstart from Arkansas, Mr. Clinton. And we all know that that ended, you know, cliffhanger, but nonetheless, Mr. Clinton won. So I think it's worth looking at these things, but there is so much in play in terms of what may be happening with epidemics and with Supreme Court decisions that it's going to be a very interesting and, I would guess, a rocky road ahead of us. But in the meantime, you have a smooth sailing in Las Vegas.
Awesome. Thank you for the call, Joe. And rocky road, one of my favorite ice creams. I'll eat that all day. Gordy Kopke, how you been, Gordy? Welcome to the show.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, a correction on we're trying to give Trump all these kudos for his development in the vaccines. If you go back and watch the 60 Minutes show, and how these guys that were working on the SARS thing for 15 years and how they developed it, had it ready to go pretty much, and then hooked up with Pfizer for the marketing. Let's not give Trump too much credit.
Well, I would give him credit if he would go out there and encourage the people to actually get vaccinated, Gordy. You know what I mean? I would have given Trump, I'd have tipped the cap to Trump. I would have give him credit where it was not due. But of course, he wouldn't do the right thing. He wouldn't wear a mask. He would not publicly acknowledge being vaccinated. And of course, the guy got COVID and almost died, Gordy. And, you know, was taking his mask off and coughing on people. So,
yeah, let's not give him credit for something he should have done, but never did. He never does the right thing for the people. It's all about himself. And all I have to say is congratulations on your trip to Las Vegas. If you can get tickets to see Tape Face, see it. You're going to pee your pants funny. Just don't eat the brownies before you go. It's too hilarious.
Don't eat the brownies. Gordy, that's advice perhaps worth heeding. I will certainly eat the brownies before and after the show. You know, I can handle my stuff. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Best of tomorrow. Live host filling in for Crudy all next week. Please tune in my absence.
Vegas, baby, Vegas! Vegas!